Brayton Point was once one of the state's largest producers of energy, burning coal to heat water into steam to turn turbines. But today, the site is quiet and empty. Steve Collins of the Commercial Development Corporation drives past a field that used to be filled with coal.
Well, up to the top of those towers, see those little towers there? It's probably 20 feet, 30 feet deep. That's how high they stacked it up. Yeah, it was lots of coal.
The plant was shut in 2017 as it aged out, and now its huge industrial buildings sit abandoned and its coal field is barren. It's Collins' company that's in charge of redeveloping the property for its second life, as an area where offshore wind turbines can be constructed before they're shipped out to sea.
The quay side here is about 750 feet long, and there's 34 feet of water depth alongside, which is deep enough to handle the ocean-going ships.
The plant's ocean access is what makes the site unique. Bill White of the state's Clean Energy Center says Brayton Point is particularly well-suited for the incoming offshore wind industry.
It's 307 acres. It's probably the largest industrially zoned location on the East Coast that is currently available for this type of activity, offshore wind.
It's hard to get a sense of scale here when everything is so massive. We enter the building that used to house the steam-powered turbines. Collins gestures around us.
What I want you to notice about this building is it's about 130 feet wide, it's 100 feet tall, and 630 feet long. And it has two 100-ton cranes in it, which makes it ideal for manufacturing.
Those cranes are also ideal for moving and assembling the parts of wind turbines that'll stand over 50 stories tall. But the most iconic structures at Brayton Point are its cooling towers. They look like cooling towers you might see next to a nuclear power plant, giant concrete hyperboloids that stand like two sentinels along I-195.
Oh, we're going all the way up. The adventure begins.
To enter one of the cooling towers, we first climb a freestanding staircase next to the tower, then cross over a metal gangway. The interior is still and quiet, and because there's no roof, we can see the sky through the opening hundreds of feet above us. It feels like you're in a church, or a mausoleum, or maybe an art gallery. The floor is covered in rubber mats with holes in them, and under those mats are sprinklers that used to shoot hot water into the air to cool it.
Wow, this is incredible.
The water would bounce off the high walls and be cooled by the air and then rise into steam out the top of the tower. Collins says it used to sound like a rainforest in here. Now, our voices echo in the silence.
Ho!
Collins says his company got suggestions to make the towers into a bungee jumping site, or to rent it out as a set for movies. Ultimately, the most cost-effective and perhaps poetic end for the towers is for them to make way for the newest form of energy. Bill White again.
As this energy transition takes place, we're going to see a transformation happen along the East Coast, and it's these kind of sites that are going to be important to the development of the offshore wind supply chain.
When these two massive structures are reduced to rubble, the Brayton Point site will be a big step closer to its rebirth as a hub for the offshore wind industry.
Offshore wind!
For WCAI, I'm Sarah Mises-Tan.
WCAI!